Some of the students we teach have no problem at all keeping on top of the work they've got to do and when they've got to do it and ensuring that everything's done on time and deadlines are met. Others don't go easy, and it's perhaps because they've not in place a system which enables them to track what they should be doing when they should be doing it. Perhaps they benefit from an application called Soshiku. It's a site that you sign up for as a student, and it's geared directly towards keeping on top of your work schedule. It's a fancy to-do list. It's based around a calendar, and when you sign up, you can set up courses, which are the subjects that you study, and you can then create assignments which are related to those courses. Those assignments that you create can be things like a revision task, homework exercise, research report. They can be any exercise which can be scheduled on a calendar. And it's based on a set of dates. So when you specify a date by which that assignment has to be done, you can then work back from there and decide when you want reminders to come in. So you might want reminders to come in one day, 2 days, 5 days before, depending on the nature of that assignment. To help you out with that, there's an iPhone app. So if students have got an iDevice, they can get the and then they can have notifications coming in that way. Notifications can also come in via email. So when an assignment is due, and a reminder to come in rather, we will send you an automated reminder. You decide when that comes in and how it should arrive. With each assignment that you choose to put in there, you can have a certain number of resources assigned. So it might be files. So there might be a rubric that your teachers have provided, and they can go on there. And you can just like you'd attach attachments to an email. Homepage shows you all of the information, shows you an upcoming calendar, tasks that you've got forthcoming, them in order for you. What's particularly helpful though is that Soshiku allows you collaborate with others. So with someone else's permission, obviously, you can specify an email address, and that person on the end of there can then work with you collaboratively. So the resources that you put into your Soshiku account and the deadlines that you specify, they will also be able to work on you with those. They'll obviously need a Soshiku account too. But I think having that sort of peer support structure might be useful for some students.